Hi, this is the Florida Go to God First Fellowship. We are 7:25 here in St. Augustine on March 9th. We usually start at 7, but I was a little late. I had some things I needed to do. They were important, and there's currently two participants on here. One of them is my Heavenly Father, and the other one is me. And everyone else out here that's watching this, or going to watch this, or going to listen to this, these are words from my Heavenly Father. My wonderful wife, Brenda, will be joining us shortly. I'm getting a notification for something, and I gotta get rid of that. Remind me later. Yep. And speaking of reminding you later, I was listening to Becca's teaching on. And I have to go to it here to find it. Here it is, right here. God is a life changer. Very good. It's only 20 minutes and 59 seconds. Absolutely fantastic. Becca, God working through Becca. Now, these are not Becca's words, they're God's words. Same here. My Father's working in me. And God is a life changer. If you have the free will to put yourself out there and say, okay, Father, give me wisdom, give me guidance, give me direction, show me what to do, and that's where that verse that has been ruminating in my head, for lack of a better word, and I'm going to go to it right now. And, I'm gonna actually this whole Ephesians 4, it was actually in Ephesians 5, I mean, sorry, Ephesians 3, and I'll find it in a second. There you go. It talked, and I'm gonna read the scriptures. I mean, for people who say we don't read scriptures, lost their minds. So this is God guiding me to this. And he's been guiding me to this for the last couple of weeks, and you'll see why. Verse 8, we'll just start in verse 8. Unto me, who am less than least of all the saints, this is God telling the Apostle Paul what to say, but it's written for us, is the grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Unsearchable riches of Christ. Just think about that. But that doesn't mean we can't search them. No. It means the depth of them won't be completely known until we are meeting Christ in the air, which we are going to meet Christ in the air. That's a given. Verse 9, and to make all men, all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Got to get the cat off. Go ahead and get off, Mia. And 10. And to the intent that now under principalities and powers in heavenly places, in italics, might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. So we've got the wisdom of God. We've got the fellowship of the mystery. According Verse 11, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. So our Father purposed this on purpose. He put it in there for us, and he's given us a complete work to whom we have boldness, talking about our Heavenly Father, and access with confidence by the faith of him. Now, who is him? It's the mind of Christ, and it's also the, get down. The mind of Christ, trying to keep my cat Mia off the table or discipline her off. So it's in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him, the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. Okay. Now, to have the mind of Christ, you have to have the be born again. You got to be believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, Romans 10, 9 and 10. Then you have the you're able to. You walk into the knowledge, not just head knowledge like I was walking into, just to do a head knowledge, practice. And that's where speaking in tongues much comes in. strengthened me over the last couple of days amazingly. I mean, just within 4 or 5 days, the strength, and it's actually in here. And I got it on the last teaching, or the teaching before, I think. I think the last thing, I forget. And you'll see it in a second. In whom, and I'll read this 12th verse again, Ephesians 3, verse 12. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Who's him? Jesus Christ, the mind of Christ. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Now, the tribulations could be a lot of things, okay? I didn't look it up, okay? It could be mental pressure. It could be physical pressure. It could be persecutions, but it says tribulations. So I'm not completely, I mean, it ain't a good thing. But we, in whom we have boldness and access with the confidence by the faith of who? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He gave us that through our Heavenly Father. Okay, whom, wherefore I desire that you faint not, that you don't give up, that you continue to pursue, continue to connect, continue to give, continue to be bold, continue to do your confessions, continue. Okay, wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. And I've done that, stopped at different times, and either to, and I know Lawrence has talked about take a, it's okay to take a break, but to just give up and roll over, that's not in the cards. No, you, me, I'm gonna fight, and not physical fight, it's a mental fight, okay? And so wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, which is God, of our Lord Jesus Christ. So everything goes back to our heavenly. We're living unto him, as the theme is this year. We live unto our Father. So we continue to pursue, continue to connect. And then in whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Now, I have no idea completely what that means, but we'll find out later. It's talking about the body of Christ, who the whole family in heaven and earth is named. We're part of the family of God. We're currently the body of Christ, and we're currently on earth in these dead bodies, but we're seated spiritually at the right hand of our Heavenly Father, where exactly where our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is. And we have the mind of him, because it says back here in verse 12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. By the faith of who? Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ, the defeated one. Christ Jesus, when it's flipped around, is the victorious one. And so some of these places in the way it was translated, it should be translated Christ Jesus, because he's net in the talking about the epistles, because he's now the victorious one. But knowing that in your head is useless, okay? It's absolutely useless. No, putting it on in practice in your life is what you need to do, okay? Or what I am practicing to do. And it blessed me, because I spoke to Lawrence, and he had said that the Indian believers, as we are called, we've been calling it practicing, they're over there calling it practicing. Now, how in the world, this thousands of miles away, completely different languages, okay, they're calling it the same exact thing we are. That's the body of Christ, okay? And I'm reading Ephesians 3, wherefore 12, in verse 15, in whom the whole family of heaven and earth is named. 16, here we go. This is the reason that I have been emboldened in my life, not because of me and puffing up and I got this knowledge. It's because of this verse, that he, talking about our Heavenly Father, would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by whose spirit? His spirit. I have the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. The God Spirit is God in Christ in man, in the inner man. So I'm strengthened. And how does that happen? Well, it happens by speaking in tongues much. I don't think there's any mistake that that God would tell Paul to write, "I speak in tongues more than ye all," in there. I don't think he was taunting the believers. I don't think he was saying, "Hey, look at me, look at me." Because up here he says, by the time he gets to the Ephesians, he talks about him being the least of the least. Where was that? Hang on one second. Unto me, verse 8, unto me who am less than the least of all saints. That's what God told him to say about himself. Okay. And we're no different than Paul. We got Christ in us, just like him. Okay. Is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles? Now he was sent to the Gentiles. Okay. Back here to 16, Ephesians 3. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit. Whose spirit? God in Christ in man, God in Christ in everybody. Like Beck is teaching, God is a life changer. I listened to it today. Tremendous. And I listened to a couple more the other day. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by your own understanding, by luck. No, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Now, where does that faith come from? Let's go back up here to verse 12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. By the faith of who? Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our Master. He is seated in the heavenlies, okay? We are seated right there. Old man is dead. We are walking in new man. Verse 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, by believing, by his believing, because we have the mind of Christ. Now we have to take that mind, control those thoughts, emotions, and feelings. And this is where God has been working with me on. And Becca was talking about it too. She did this, talked about it today in her teaching about 20 minutes. She was saying I can't quote it exactly. You'll have to listen to it. It's a great teaching. It's directly from God. It's like Becca's not even teaching it. And in there, she says she made a mistake. And you can hear the she's driving and all this other stuff. It's great. But God is working in her. Doesn't matter whether you're driving, you're sitting like I am right now. It's God in Christ in me, God in Christ in her. That Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, by believing. Okay. What do we believe? We have the mind of Christ. So we have the old man nature mind and we have the new man nature mind. So the new man nature mind is the mind of Christ. So you kick out those old thoughts. Okay, as you're traveling around, and today a couple of them came to me. What do I do? I kick them out, or sometimes with the pattern that I've been in, I ruminate them on a while. Like, whoo, do this. Let's think this way. Let's think that way. Let's think this way. And then I say, wait a minute, shut up. I say, no. In my mind, I'm verbalizing this, but in my mind, I'm going, nope. And I drag it over and I say, okay, we're going to think this way. And then I start speaking in tongues. And I believe that speaking in tongues, because he said we would, John baptized Christ with water. We were baptized with fire. Okay. This is that he that cometh after me will baptize you with fire. And then we had a little phenomenon that happened in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 with the cloven tongues of fire. And I can tell you that what's been happening to me, it's burning up the bull crap, all the stuff. When you speak in tongues and it's a purifier. It burns up all that crap in your life. So it is revolutionizing me inside my mind, inside my thinking, so I can get my head out of my rear end. Okay. And that's just a fact. So all these, and it's okay. These are things that everybody has gone through. God is not a respecter of person. Some people stay stuck. I could stay stuck. I could stop right now and say, oh, okay. I would go back to the old pattern, and people have done that. I'm going to continue pushing forward as of 7:40 on 3/9/2023. 2026. I'm pushing forward, okay? That because I'm going to faint not, like it says in the Word of God, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, verse 17 of 3, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Okay, so now as your mind, that one of the tests that I'm doing is that love thinketh no evil. We know that it says that in Corinthians, okay? But right here, that you may dwell in your hearts by faith, okay? That ye being rooted and grounded in love, okay? Rooted and grounded in love, okay? So are my thoughts rooted and grounded in love? If they're not, well, they're not from the new man nature. So I am going to remove them. They need to be rooted and grounded in love. And I'm just going by what the scripture says, rooted in God's word and what God's working in me to do right now, to say, to teach this or to share this, that Christ, verse 17, may dwell in your heart by faith, believing by faith. Whose faith? The faith of Christ. He's completed. We don't have to do anything except for free will and move forward and change our thoughts and remember that we're complete and then act it out. Practice it. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Okay. And then it gives verse 18, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. And 19, and to know the love of Christ. To know the love of Christ. What a beautiful, doesn't it make your heart sing to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. And then we get to verse 20 that, all of us like to quote. Now unto him, because it's true, now unto him who? God, that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Well, what is the power that works within us? It's God in Christ in us, and it's the faith and the mind of Christ. Okay? So now unto him, verse 20, God that is able to do, why is he able to do? Because we are putting on, he never breaks your free will. We are able to do, put on the mind of Christ and walk with the new man in the new man nature and reckon the old man dead, as Danny had said many times on here. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Ask or think. Two different things there. Now I'm just going to go with what God's showing me. We're thinking, that's what he's been showing me. Get rid of your thinking. Brandi's been talking about stinking thinking. She's been mentioning that a couple times. Well, that's a good term. It's actually a term from an organization, but it's a term from it's a real term because if you have stinking thinking, well, if you have stinking thinking or wrong thinking or incorrect thinking, call it whatever you want, it's not from our Heavenly Father, and it's a great way to match it up. It does it match to the Word? Is it rooted and grounded in love? Okay. And now unto him, God, that is verse 20, that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. So ask and think exceedingly abundantly above all that. All we can ask and all we can think. Okay. Now I was using it in the negative sense, okay, in reference to our minds. But here it's now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Okay, this is in the renewed mind, in the positive confessions, in the giving, honoring God, in the speaking in tongues much. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And what's that power that works within it? It's God in Christ in man, God in Christ in us. Okay, unto him be glory in the church, by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end, amen. Then I wanted to get over with over to verse 4. I'm sorry, chapter 4 of Ephesians. Follow along here, everybody. Follow the bouncing ball. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy. Okay? I wasn't walking worthy of my vocation, wherein you are called. Okay? I'm not, it's no condemnation. I didn't know, or I wasn't shown, or I didn't understand, I'll say, is probably better. I didn't understand the controlling of my thoughts, controlling of my emotions, controlling of my feelings, the patterns in my life. Okay, I didn't completely understand that. I'm not saying I completely get it now. I am on my way. My father has taken me there. Sometimes growth cycles, when you grow through them, or you know, there's growth, it's like the seed we are all talking about. You plant a seed, okay, and you don't go out and dig it up to see if it sprouts. Sometimes things take time. God is working with me. So this is me. Now, it could happen overnight for other people, okay? Currently, this is what's going on with me. Okay, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that you walk worthy, okay, of the vocation whereof you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Now, let's go back to the thinking part, okay? Reference is if it doesn't match up with lowliness and meekness and long suffering and forbearing one another in love, well, then it's not your thinking. It's the dead man, old man thinking. It's wrecking that dead, okay? Endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So it's God in Christ in man. There it is right there. But unto everyone is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Well, it's an unsearchable gift. So that measure is full, complete measure. We are complete, just seeing through a glass darkly currently, right now, as it says, but we are completely complete, seated at the right hand. We walk into that. Now we'll know absolutely everything when the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes, or Christ Jesus comes, because he's going to meet us in the air. Okay. And then we will know at all everything we need to know. We'll probably have another education level to go after that, but all I know is we're going to know a lot more than we know now. But now we don't faint, we don't give up. And here is a great one, verse 7 and 8 of 4. But unto everyone is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, which I just read. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. And I'm not going to get into that right now, but that when he led captivity captives, it was you'd have to look it up, but it's the spiritual significance of that is they were defeated foes and they were drugged behind, or they were led behind into they tried to captive capt the dead man, the old man nature thoughts captive. Take you can take you or take me captive, okay, in certain areas. Okay, well, no, the new man, I am, when Christ ascended up on I now, because of me, because I have the mind of Christ, I'm leading captivity captive. Okay, I'm dragging that with me, getting it out of the way. It's out of the way, it's gone. Okay, and I'm going to skip down to. Because it talks about apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers and for the building up of the body of Christ. Okay. But here, verse 14, and all that is for, like Lawrence is in the position he's in for this next little section right here. And all of us in the body of Christ, we're there the same reason. Okay. He's got a different location ministry wise, we have my field is right here in Florida, and it's go to God first. And I'm on here with me, God, and Miranda. is going to be sharing in just a couple minutes. So there's actually, when it says Zoom says two, says one, there's actually three of us on here. Okay. In verse 14, he's placed, okay, all through the Bible, you can look this up and you can find this. There's always a man of God placed somewhere, okay, for the believers. And we're the body of Christ. So our man of God currently is Lawrence, and he's placed there for a reason, that you be henceforth, verse 14 of chapter 4, that you be that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Now, this is talking some real spiritual stuff here, okay? But it's the religions of the world, okay? We are in a relationship with our Heavenly Father. We are sons of God, of the Most High. We're not in a religion, okay? We are sons of the Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, okay? And the only doctrine we have is what's written down and what our Father gives us to speak, because we have the Spirit of God, okay, to be able to speak, okay? First, speaking of speaking. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love. Again, does your words match up? Does your thinking match up? Is it loving? Is it kind? Is it tender? Is it gentle? Is it encouraging? Is it edifying? These are things that I'm doing in my mind, and I didn't, all those just came out just now. Okay, I wasn't even thinking about those. Before, I was just going, eh, not good, not good, not good, fighting them off like with a bat. Well, now I got this, but speaking the truth in love may grow up, this God just gave me this, may grow up into him, but speaking the truth in love, truth in love. Okay, is it loving? Is it kind? Is my thoughts loving, kind on that side? If they're not, get rid of them, because that's old man nature stuff. But speaking the truth may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, Christ. And then it goes on to talk about 16, from whom the whole body fit jointly together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Talking about the body of Christ. Okay, everyone here plays a part in the body of Christ. And I'm just getting rolling. Okay. This I say now, 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles. And this is just when it says Gentiles, it could be it means people who are not believing in our Heavenly Father, okay? In the vanity of their mind, and even people like me, myself, in the vanity of their mind, not walking as in the vanity of their mind, okay? Have their understanding darkened and being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. And our Father doesn't put the word ignorance in there. It means, if I know from the other scripture, it means to be uninformed. So he's not calling us stupid. He says, from the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. And like Kim always says, and I try to remember this myself, and God is showing us this. It's always about the heart. It's always about the heart. Okay. Where is your heart at? Okay. And then it goes on to say a bunch of other stuff. And then 20, it says, because I skipped over 19. It says, but ye have not so learned Christ. Because it talks about some uncleanliness and greediness and all this other, but you have not so learned Christ. If so, verse 21, if so be ye that ye have heard him, talking about heard about our Lord and Savior and our Heavenly Father, and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, 22, that you put off concerning the former conversations of the old man, which is corrupt according to his deceitful lust. Conversations is lifestyles, it's patterns, it's old man thinking. That's what it is. So clearly it says here that you put off, verse 22 of chapter 4 Ephesians, that you put off concerning the former conversations, I'm probably not saying that right, But it means like the lifestyles, patterns, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. And 23, one of my favorite verses. Because I used to hear this, renew your mind, renew your mind. But okay, I'm getting it now. And be renewed, verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Well, there, God just showed me something just now. Because that renew your mind, renew your mind. Well, no. Renew your mind and be renewed in the spirit. Whose spirit? It's God in Christ in me. That's the spirit I'm renewed in. So I've got the mind of Christ, so I'm able to do it. God gave it to me. He didn't give it to me, so it's got to be hard. Okay, now there's some patterns I need to break. Yes, there's some things that I might have to go through. Yes, that's where our Father tells us to faint not. Okay, at the tribulations, faint not at those mental pressures and maybe even physical ones too, because they certainly had to go through them. That you put on that and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, 24, and that you put on the new man. Because up here in 22, it talked about the old man that you put off concerning the former lifestyle of the old man in your mind. Yes, there's things we can physically do, but it starts in the mind, okay, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Verse 24, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So there's nothing we can do to fix it except for to believe and to know we have the faith and the mind of Christ and to keep putting that on and to keep moving forward. Okay. And then it talks about a bunch of other stuff and and you can read it, and that's from 25 to 28. And I don't want to do that because I don't want to go to 29, which is really good because it's about what we're confessing, death and life's in the power of the tongue. Let verse 29 of Ephesians 4, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Huh? Let no corrupt communication. Does that mean I see somebody on TV and oh, they're stupid. They're an idiot. They're knuckleheads. Yeah, that's what it means. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Now, that's going to be a practice. Okay. Just like Lawrence was saying, the Indian believers are doing the same thing we're doing, practicing, practicing. Okay. And great things are about to spring forward over here. I can tell you right now, because great, our Father is at work. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. It builds up. It builds people up. It edifies them. It doesn't tear them down. Why am I tearing people down? Who am I to tear them down where they're the same as me and I'm the same as them? Let no corrupt communication, and I'm doing this. This is my Heavenly Father. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Give them some grace, show them some grace. And then at verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Well, the grieving part, I'm not completely sure about. That can be expounded on later. But I know we are sealed unto the day of redemption because we are definitely going to be redeemed. One of my favorite verses is, let the redeemed of the Lord say whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let the redeemed of the Lord say whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let the redeemed of the Lord say whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Okay? And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God whom you are sealed, verse 30 of chapter 4, sealed unto the day of redemption. Verse 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. So those are things to avoid and also to catch in your mind because everything starts in the mind first and then it proceeds out of your mouth. Okay. So let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And then it tells you what to do. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven you. Okay. So that was just a couple verses. My father has been working greatly in me. I've been practicing speaking in tongues. I've been working speaking in tongues much, as the Apostle Paul said. I don't know if I'm where he is, but I'm definitely speaking in tongues. I'm speaking in tongues much. And I can see it in my life, and I can see it in different areas. Now, there's times when you make mistakes, or as Becca was saying today, she's talking about missing the mark. I think she said missing the mark, which is all sin is, which you do. You just miss the mark. You just missed it. Well, pick yourself up and keep moving forward. Do not give up. Okay. And so that's what I wanted to share. Miss Brandon, you want to come over here and share, sweetie? She's on her way. And so that's what I wanted to share tonight. Our Father is a good God. Speak in tongues as much as you can. Speak in tongues. For me, it has been building me up. It's been burning that chaff off, burning, I don't even know if that's the right word, burning the bull crap in my mind. Bull crap, crap, whatever you want to call it, burning it up, refining me. Okay, building up, strengthening the inner man. That was over in 3:16, is where God actually started. That He would grant you, according to the riches of the glory, to be strengthened with might. Not only be strengthened, but strengthened with might by His Spirit. God gives us this, because of Christ's completed work, we have the Spirit of God in us. And we're able to walk and talk like our Heavenly Father and speak like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll be imitators of our Father God, it says. Okay? That's another verse, but that you might be strengthened with might by His Spirit. Whose Spirit? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave us that Spirit. It's our Heavenly Father's Spirit. He did the completed work in the inner man. And that inner man has got to be the new man nature. Okay, with that, and then again, Christ may dwell in your hearts, by faith. Whose faith? Our Heavenly Father, God in Christ in us. Okay, and the faith of Christ, that you be rooted and grounded in love. Great words to ruminate on and think about, and to think on. So I'm believing, I'm leaving here and getting up and giving the seat to my wonderful wife, and she's going to share now.
Evening, folks. How are you doing this blessed evening? There is just so much to say, but the one thing is for sure is that God is in control. Whether you believe it or not, that is up to you, but God is in control. He never left the throne. He hears every prayer that you pray. And even though there are times when you feel like he is extremely far away, that he doesn't hear anything, that your prayers are bouncing off the sky, know that he is working on your situation. He is working on your problems. We have a minister that says, say what you want, not what you see. And that is what we have to do as a society. There's so much going on right now. Wars, rumors of wars, there's famine, there's earthquakes. Pretty much that's in the Bible. But right now, we are in a war, we must be mindful and prayerful of our leaders and the leaders in all countries. We're to pray for our leaders. We need to pray for our military, our men and women that are in the military. Lift them up. Pray for them. Ask for them to be safe. and to guard them. And, pray for our president, President Trump. Pray for knowledge and for wisdom. I'm sorry. That's my cat. Well, really, it's Fan's cat, but it's my cat too. We're supposed to be in prayer for these people, and we are supposed to be in prayer for all the situations going on in our country and other countries. We need to bless Israel. In the Bible, it says that, those who bless Israel, God will bless you. And so we need to always keep that in mind. They are the apple of his eye. And, he definitely, I'm sorry, I'm yawning. He definitely keeps them in his heart always. It doesn't mean that, devastating things don't happen. I have to be reminded that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. And we may not like the answers. We may not like the questions, but we have to rely and put our faith and trust in God, a good God who is faithful in all things. He is a good God. Nothing that is evil comes from God. They come from the God of this world. They come from Satan. And so we have to keep and be mindful of that. There's people in the world that feel like there's no hope, that there's nothing for them to live for. And I pray that those people, whoever they are, wherever they are in this world, that God just embraces them and shows them how much that he loves them. If they feel forsaken or forgotten, God is always there. And there are tragedies every day. If we look at the news, if we read the news, if we get online, I mean, you can't escape it. It's there. And one thing that I've noticed about the news media, they don't like good news. They only want bad news. So, because it seems to be the next best thing, it's something to draw you in. And, we have to pray about these situations and these situations that we see, that, violence and, well, just violence in every aspect is not good. So we have to keep in mind all these things and just be praying. We have to pray about every situation. When you think about it, pray. 5 minutes later, if you think about it, pray. You've been involved in a job. Stop and pray. You can say prayers continuously. And I've always wondered, well, how do you pray continuously? But you have to try to pray as much as you can. And in the mornings, that's my time when I'm driving. That's my God time. I talk to God. I tell him about my day. I say I am confessions. And I praise him for all the things that he has done and accomplished in my life and all the things that he's going to do in my life. I speak in tongues. And do I speak in tongues as much as I would like to? No, but at least I try. And that is all I can do is just try and be mindful of the things that I say, the things that I do, even on the road driving. Be courteous. Let people pull in front of you. There was a guy that had apparently didn't realize that the turn that he needed to make was coming up. And so he put his blinker on. And I could have been, oh, I'm not letting you in, and just sped up. But no, he had his blinker on. I stopped and I let him in, gave him plenty of space to get in and get moved. Was I concerned that the light might turn red? Well, I mean, I would catch the next light. It wasn't a life or death situation, but some people act like it when they're driving. I don't know who used to say this, but there was a saying, drive like hell and you'll get there. And you just need to portray yourself in a good light. You don't want to blow the horn at somebody in the Walmart parking lot and then pull up and then get out and say, hey, how are you doing today? That's not nice. That's not very Christian-like. And well, it's just not nice, period. My mom used to always say, God don't like ugly. And she'd tell me, she'd say, you're not being very nice today. That was her way of saying, God doesn't like ugly and he doesn't like the way you're behaving right now. And sometimes it worked, sometimes it did not. I was very stubborn and very, very, very bullheaded, hard-headed when I was a child. My mom had, there were seven kids in my family. We lost my oldest brother. I have, my dad remarried and I have two more brothers. So, I have been fortunate. I've been blessed. I've been blessed to have, earthly fathers and earthly mothers, and I've been blessed to have my heavenly father who is always there, who is always listening, and who I can always go to and confide in and tell him anything. So that is my sharing for today. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Or a wonderful week and a nice weekend. We're having just wonderful weather here in Florida. It's just beautiful. Van and I, we went for a bike ride around 5 this afternoon, and it was just wonderful. So the only thing I noticed that we needed was to have little bells on our bicycles because we have no way of letting people know when we're coming up on them, especially when they've got their earbuds in and they're listening to the music. And
Everybody's in that.
so I think the next thing I'm going to get is a little bell for my bicycle that I can ring to let people know that I'm coming. But God bless.
All right. Well, that's our sharing for tonight. I'll be sending it off and stopping recording. God bless you guys. Love you a lot.